Hara Jones is announcing her retirement as president of Stark State College. The college says she will step down June 30, 2027, ending a 14-year tenure in the role. Officials say Jones's leadership helped expand access to higher education, raise graduation rates, and build strong workforce and university partnerships across the region. A national search is underway for her successor. After sitting vacant for nearly 20 years, a former factory site in North Canton is now up for sale or lease. The 10-acre former Hoover Company West factory property is being marketed as a redevelopment opportunity, with options ranging from apartments and retail to a complete teardown. Mayor Matthew Stroya tells the repository the city is eager to see progress after years of delays and frustration. No asking price has been released. A man has been sentenced to 6 to 9 years in prison in a child abuse case out of Paris Township. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett issued the punishment to 44-year-old Richard Cleaver of Canton. He pled guilty last month to charges of domestic violence and endangering children. Other charges, including felonious assault, were dismissed. They resulted from a July 2025 incident on Whitaker Avenue Southeast. Prosecutors say Cleaver repeatedly struck his 13-year-old daughter with a piece of wood, causing serious injuries. After release, he will serve up to 3 years probation. ODOT is awarding money to improve a busy Canton corridor. A project to build two roundabouts on Tuscarawas Street West will receive $5.3 million in fiscal year 2027. The money was approved by the Transportation Review Advisory Council as part of a $123 million statewide investment. West Tusk is a high-traffic area near Altman Hospital with a history of crashes. The city says new roundabouts at Broad Avenue and Arlington Avenue Northwest will reduce speeds, eliminate lane changes, and improve safety. Construction is expected to begin later this year. Nimishillen Township trustees gave approval to road, fire, and zoning issues Thursday. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
The road department will purchase 1,000 tons of road salt for the 26-27 winter season under an agreement with the ODOT program. Stark County Sheriff's dispatching will continue to be used by the fire department at $40.20 per call. Billing rates for non-residents will remain with no increase over a user's insurance for EMS and fire calls. Zoning Inspector Jeff Cleveland will attend an EPA-sponsored training program dealing with water runoff and chemical containment on May 6th at Sandusky, Ohio.
Diebold Nixdorf is marking a financial milestone after receiving a new credit rating. The North Canton-based maker of ATMs and security systems has been assigned a first-time BB- long-term issuer default rating from Fitch with a stable outlook. Company officials say the rating recognizes improvements in its financial profile and consistent performance. The University of Mount Union honors two local leaders for community and public service. Elaine Dunlap received the Mary Regula Award for Community Service, and State Representative Scott Olslager was presented with the Ralph Regula Award for Public Service. Dunlap is a retired Alliance teacher and longtime volunteer. Olslager represents the 48th District in the Ohio House, which includes Alliance. The awards were presented at the Regula Annual Meeting Wednesday at the Alliance Country Club. State Route 212 in Carroll County is back open to traffic east of Sherrodsville. The highway between the village and Leesville was closed after a routine bridge inspection found a structural deficiency in the crossing over Connaughton Creek Tuesday. ODOT says repairs have been completed. The Kent School District is reviewing its safety policies after an 8-year-old student brought a loaded handgun to an elementary school earlier this month. District officials say staff later confiscated the weapon from the child's backpack at Longquay Elementary April 2nd. No one was injured. The Board of Education has ordered an independent review following criticism over communication and response times. The student's mother was arrested and is charged with child endangering. The Rootstown School District will close its middle school within 4 years as part of a long-term facilities plan. Superintendent Andrew Hawkins says 6th graders will move to Rootstown Elementary, while 7th and 8th graders will attend the high school. The Board of Education voted Monday to phase out the building no later than the 2029-30 school year, citing space and long-term operational needs. Officials say the 109-year-old building will be vacated. Its future use has not yet been determined. A boy suffered minor injuries when he was hit by a vehicle in Sebring Thursday. According to WKBN-TV, a woman told police she was turning onto West Indiana Avenue from North 19th Street just after 8 a.m. The 11-year-old boy stopped on the sidewalk but ran across the road just as she started to turn. The 48-year-old driver was cited for right-of-way to pedestrians. A new Columbiana County Archives facility is nearing completion, with work expected to finish by June 30th. County Commissioner Tim Ginter says the $7.2 million project in Lisbon will bring together records currently stored in multiple locations, including the courthouse, jail, and off-site facilities. The Morning Journal reports the 24,000-square-foot building will feature climate control, secure storage rooms, and separate fire suppression systems. A ribbon-cutting and grand opening are expected in July. Liberty Township Trustee Devin Stanley, who is also Chief Deputy Clerk of Courts and Girard Assistant Prosecutor, Schneider has been indicted for allegedly assaulting his wife. The case against him is on hold after all Trumbull County judges stepped aside, citing conflicts of interest. The Ohio Supreme Court assigned retired appeals judge Thomas Teodosio to handle the case. Stanley is accused of assaulting the woman in October, causing a broken nose and ribs. Stanley is also a candidate for common pleas judge in the May Republican primary. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.